Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, beloved. This is the day that Yah has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it, beloved. This is your host, Rose, and I'm going by my spiritual name this morning for the first time, which is Heda Yah. Heda means she who radiates joy, and Yah, you know, is our salvation. So this morning's episode, beloved, is entitled Sing Unto Yah a New Song. And it is a wonderful thing to each and every day, beloved. So let us come into his presence with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Let us be thankful unto him and let us bless his holy name, because you know the Father is so good to us. He's so wonderful, beloved. He says, taste and see how good he is. And this is why I have to keep coming back for more, because you know what? I have a sweet tooth, beloved. Do you have a sweet tooth? Let's have a sweet tooth for Father Yah, Yahushua Messiah. So beloved, with that said, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to enter in prayer right now. So if you're driving and listening to the show, you want to keep your hands on the steering wheel, keep driving safely, and just pray in your heart, because know that Father Yah, he sees, he knows, and he understands where we are. So Father, I just want to lift your name up high this morning. I want to lift up the name of your son, Yahushua HaMashiach, our Messiah, the one whose blood we are bought by, the one whose blood we're able to enter into your presence this morning with thanksgiving. We're able to forgive through the blood of Yahushua. We are able to let go of wrongs and that we have done, Father. And Father, we thank you that you are an Elohim who does not hold our sins against us, and that you forgive us. And I thank you so much that you are an Elohim who hears us when we cry out to you. You hear us when we call out to you. So Father, I just want to pray a special blessing over each and every one of us this morning, and those who are hearing the radio show around the world, Father. You know their circumstances. You know the situations that they're faced with. And Father, I pray for a mighty move on their behalf. Send your guardian angels round about your people to protect them in every nation, in every tribe, in every language, in every tongue, Father. Protect them, Father, from the powers. Cover your people, Father. Cover your people under the blood of the precious Lamb who was slain, so that we may have the free gift of eternal life. Hallelujah, beloved. Hallelujah. So, Father, just want to say thank you once more. Beloved, gratitude towards Father Yah, gratitude towards our Messiah, beloved, move mountain. And I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to read Psalm 150. I have Psalm 150 verse 6. You may see the last verse here on the screen. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to read the entire verse, Psalm 150. And Psalm 150 says, praise Yahweh. Praise Elohim in his sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty heaven. Praise him for his acts of power. Praise him for his surpassing greatness. Praise him with the sounding of the trumpet. Praise him with the harp and the lyre. Praise him with timbrel and dancing. Praise him with the strings and pipe. Praise him with the clash of cymbals. Praise him with resounding cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise Yahweh. Praise Yahweh. Praise Yahweh. Beloved, I personally can tell you that I know how it feels sometimes to feel pressed down in your spirit, shaken together, and your praise sometimes is deep on the inside, and even though you try to give that praise utterance, it feels stuck deep down on the inside. Maybe the circumstances and the situation just have you feeling like, oh, beloved, let us boldly come before the throne of Father Yah. Because He promised us that we will find strength to help us in our times of need. Beloved, knowing that even though our praise might be deep down on the inside of us, He hears us. And as we make practice to pick up the word, beloved, and turn the pages, we can find a psalm of praise, and we can find a psalm of praise that resonates with how we're truly feeling. Because, you know, beloved, man, most of it will not understand what you're going through. But there is one who went through, beloved, and overcame, Yahushua, our Messiah. The Lamb that was slain, who now lives according to Revelation, the one who's found worthy to open the scroll with the seven seals, He went through greater ordeals. But He overcame, beloved. So know, beloved, that I understand. Know that Father Yah understands even more. This morning, you know, I had emotions just flowing. And this psalm came to mind, Psalm 27. This is her 10-year-old daughter's favorite psalm. She learned it in school. And it says, Yah is my light and my salvation. Of whom shall I be afraid? So, beloved, this morning I'd love for you to join me in reading Psalm 27. If you're looking at the summary that I have written on the link for the prayer radio show, then click on Psalm 27, and that will take you to the Bible verse online. So, beloved, I need you to read along with me prayerfully to know, beloved, that Father Yah is indeed our salvation. So when we say Yahushua, we're saying the Father is our salvation through His Son, through our Messiah, through His Amashiach, His Anointed One. So we're going to go over to Psalm 27, beloved, and we're going to go ahead and we're going to read Psalm 27. Yahweh is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Yahweh is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked advanced against me to devour me, it is my enemies and my foes who will stumble and fall. Though an army besiege me, my heart will not fear. Though war break out against me, even then I will be confident. One thing I ask from Father Yahweh, only do I seek, that I may dwell in the house of Father Yahweh all the days of my life, to gaze upon His beauty and to seek Him in His temple. For in the day of trouble, He will keep me safe in His dwelling. He will hide me in the shelter of His sacred tent and set me high upon a rock. Then my head will be exalted above the enemies who surround me. At His sacred tent, I will sacrifice with shouts of joy. I will sing and make music to Father Yahweh. Hear my voice when I call. Be merciful to me and answer me.
My heart says of you, seek his face. Your face, Yah, I will seek. Do not hide your face from me. Do not turn your servant away in anger. You have been my helper. Do not reject me or forsake me. Elohim, my Savior. Though my father and mother forsake me, Yahweh will receive me. Teach me your way, Yah. Lead me in a straight path because of my oppressors. Do not turn me over to the desire of my foes, for false witnesses rise up against me, spouting malicious accusations. I remain confident of this. I will see the goodness of Yah in the land of the living. Wait for Yahweh. Be strong and take heart and wait for Yahweh. Beloved, these are the words of Father Yah. Thanks be to Yahushua. Beloved, we are a peculiar people. We were created to honor our Heavenly Father. We were created to bring Him praise, to bring Him glory. We were created for His pleasure. And just like my new spiritual name, Beloved, which I received in prayer, Ada means she who radiates joy. And I see that I'm most joyful when I have a song of praise in my heart towards our Heavenly Father. I'm more joyful when I'm in tune, Beloved, to the will of my Heavenly Father. Once I take my eyes off of our Heavenly Father, once I take my eyes off our Messiah, our Savior, then that's where I start going down. What do I mean? That's where it seems like things are coming at me that were once afar off. But Beloved, this is where I learned to cry out. And I need you to practice that, because I'm sure you're seeing the news and just wars and rumors of wars. And that's the part of prophecy fulfilling. So Beloved, don't be caught up into the news. Don't be caught up into the media. You want to keep yourself unspotted from the world. You want to hear and you want to see what's going on, but still you want to guard your heart and you want to guard your mind, because out of it springs the wellspring of life. But I brought up the news and the rumors of war and the violences that are going on, to say these are the days, Beloved, when we need to sing unto Yah a new song. We need to sing unto Father Yahweh a new song, Beloved. Says, let everything that has breath praise Father Yahweh. Reminds me of Psalm 51, when King David, he sings and he sang Psalm 51. I'm going to go there. It came in my spirit to go there, and I'm going to be obedient. So, Beloved, know that we need to sing a song of repentance. Not for us to say we haven't done anything. When we study the scriptures, Beloved, we see that all have fallen. All have fallen. And King David is a perfect example of how we should keep singing, how we should keep meditating, how we should keep searching, crying out for Father Yahweh's mercy. It's great. And we know they're new each and every day, Beloved. So let us acknowledge and let us come humble before the throne of grace. Like I mentioned earlier, where we may obtain grace to help us in your time of need. And King David, you know, when the prophet Nathan, it came to him after he had committed adultery with Bathsheba. And it says, have mercy on me, O Elohim,
according to your unfailing love. According to your great compassion, blot out my transgressions. Wash away all my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I know my transgressions, and my sin is always before me. Against you, you only have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight. So you are right in your verdict and justified when you judge. Surely I was sinful at birth, sinful from the time my mother conceived me. Yet you desired faithfulness even in the womb. You taught me wisdom in that secret place. Cleanse me with hyssop, and I will be clean. Wash me, and I will be whiter than snow. Let me hear joy and gladness. Let them hide your face from my sins and blot out all my iniquity. Create in me a pure heart, O Elohim, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me from your presence or take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation and grant me a willing spirit to sustain me. Then I will teach transgressors your ways so that sinners will turn back to you. Deliver me from the guilt of bloodshed, O Elohim. You are Elohim, my Savior. David here in verse 14, what the sin he had committed was to put Bathsheba's husband in the front of the line so that he could have gotten killed. We have committed sins, beloved. So whatever trespass, we need to be delivered. So we say, deliver me from the guilt of our trespasses, O Elohim. You are Elohim, my Savior, and my tongue will sing of your righteousness. Open my lips, Father Yah, and my mouth will declare your praise. You do not delight in sacrifice, or I would bring it. You do not take pleasure in burnt offerings. My sacrifice, O Elohim, is a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart. Elohim will not despise. May it please you to prosper Zion, to build up the walls of Jerusalem. Then you will delight in the sacrifices of the righteous, in burnt offerings offered whole. Then both will be offered on your altar. These are the words of Father Yah. Thanks be to Yahushua. Father, I just want to say thank you, Father. I just want to say praises be unto the Most High. Like the 24 elders and the four living creatures in Revelation. You know, I admire what goes on in heaven, beloved. And they're praising the Father in heaven. And they're praising the Son. And it's such a wonderful, awesome thing for us to emulate as believers, to just praise Father and praise the Son. Because, beloved, remember, there's no one else that can save like they do. No one else can save us, beloved. No one else can provide for us like they do. The very fact that we're able to speak this morning, the very fact that you're able to hear this message this morning, or whenever you're hearing this message, is a gift from Father Yah. So again, beloved, whatever the circumstances may be, you could be feeling a spirit of fear right now can bring on as a side effect. You may be feeling deceived or betrayed. I know I felt deceived when I learned the truth about the roots of Christianity. I kind of felt betrayed that our pastors are not teaching the good news like they ought. And they're getting wealthy off of the people that sometimes can't even pay their rent or their light bill. I've been the one deceived. And maybe someone could say they felt deceived by me. So yes, I confess
confess that I could have been a deceiver also. So forgive me of this, I pray, Father. Yeah. Beloved, when we come to a place where the Holy Spirit convicts us and we're able to say sorry, we're able to turn around, turn the other way, it is a powerful thing, beloved. It's a powerful thing. So we see here in Revelation where day and night, beloved, the living creatures, the four living creatures that are in heaven before the throne and around the throne of Father Yah, they day and night they never stop saying, "Holy, holy, holy is Yahweh Elohim Almighty, who was and is to come." You can find this in Revelation chapter 4, verse 8. Now, when you look at Revelation chapter 4, the same chapter, looking at verse 9 through 11, it says, "Whenever the living creatures would give glory, honor, and thanks to him who sits on the throne and who lives forever and ever, excuse me, the 24 elders fall down before him who sits on the throne and worship him, who lives forever and ever. They lay their crowns before the throne and say, 'You are worthy, our Yahweh and Elohim, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they were created and have their being.'" The beloved, he's worthy. Our Yahweh and our Elohim is worthy to receive our glory, our honor, and our power, for he is the one who created all things, and by his will they were created and have their being. The beloved, I just want to say blessing. I just want to say Yahweh bless you and keep you. I just want to say that Yahweh causes faith to shine upon you and to give you his peace, beloved, because there is no Elohim like Father Yahweh. And we praise your name and we glorify your name, for your name is worthy. It's worthy to be praised and glorify your name. So, Father, I just want to say thank you. I just want to say thank you, Father. I just want to say thank you, Father. Global first, for you're worthy to be praised, and there's no one like you. There's no one like you. There's no one like you, Father. Global first, I pray. Baptize us in you. Baptize us in you. There's no one like you. There is no one like you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you. Father, cover us under the blood of your Son, Yahushua Messiah. Cover us for us to say, cover us to say to those that observe the day of rest at sunset, your Shabbat, Father. I pray that you with them as they prepare as they enter the rest. And Father, I pray for each and everyone. Father, that I hear the message. We pray, beloved, if you have any questions, any comments, or any prayer, you could send a message. Be sure to follow the show, because I believe Yah is going to be doing some mighty, awesome things through this prayer ministry. So, beloved, just rest assured, again, knowing that no matter what your circumstances may look like, no matter what deception might try to deceive you, just pray and praise your way, beloved, through them. Know beyond the shadow of a doubt that our Elohim, who is in us, is greater than he who is in the world. So, beloved, with that I say, have a blessed and prosperous, and know that I love you. Father, Yah love you. Our Savior, Yeshua Messiah, love you. And I pray that the Yahweh's Holy Spirit will be upon us, and may His will be manifested in and through us. So, Father, cover us now under the blood of Your Son, Yahushua Messiah. Have a blessed and prosperous day, beloved. Love all across the world.